Do 2009 metai lapkričio 26 diena. Toliau skaitome Mahabharata, verstą Krišna Dharmas Prabhu. Pirmos dalies 15 skyrių, kuris vadinasi Dangiškoji salė. Antrą dalį. A few days after Krishna left, Maya, having completed all his designs and plans, began his actual construction. On an auspicious day marked by favorable stars, the Asura measured out a piece of land 5,000 cubits square. Penkių tūkstančių. Penkių tūkstančių. Tuoj pažiūrėsiu, ką reiškia qubits. Qubits. 56 centimetrai uolektis. Įdomu, kiek čia būtų kvadratinių metrų. Tai gaunasi 5000, 2,5 tūkstančio kvadratinių metrų. Before commencing work, he distributed charity to thousands of Brahmins. He arranged for them to be fed with the finest of foods and gave them wealth, invoking their blessings before he began. Va vėl vedinės kultūros pavyzdys prieš statant kažką didingo, svarbaus. Prieš bet kokį svarbų įvykį visą laiką gaunami brahmanų palaiminimai. Reiškia brahmanų energija, palinkėjimai, tai yra jų askezės dalelė. Brahmanas jisai reiškia atlikdavo askezes, gyvendavo ne iš atlyginimo, bet iš paukojimų, kad būtų nepriklausomas, kad galėtų sakyti tiesą į akis, nebūtų prisirišęs prie kažkokio tai asmens, kuris jį išlaiko ir tokiu būdu nebūtų palaižūnas. Tai va, reiškia, jiems būdavo duodamos kažkokios dovanos, o jie duodavo palaiminimus. Reiškia, energijų apkaita, nes ką reiškia, turtas ir maistas, tai kas yra energija, kad juos gauti reikia įdėti energiją. Dabar, kad palinkėjimas turėtų jėgos, irgi reikia turėti švaros. Reiškia, kuo švaresnis žmogus, tuo jisai jo palinkėjimai labiau pildosi. Tai va, tai brahmanai sunaudodavo energiją tam, kad švarą pasiekt. Jie duodavo švarą, kaip savo švarą. Tai švarią energiją, tavo jėgą, palaiminimo. Tai kitaip sakant, tai yra jų darbo vaisius, o kšatriai duodavo savo darbo vaisių. Tai yra, jie apsaugodavo gyventojus ir iš jų surinkdavo šituos. Surinkdavo duoklę. Gyventojai duodavo dėl to, kad kšatrijai globodavo. Kitaip sakant, jų globa irgi yra energija ir jos kulminacija yra turtas. Tai kšatrijai duodavo savo energijos rezultatą, brahmanai savo. Maja, aš nežinau, ar čia buvo kšatrijas, ar ko gero, arba buvo brahmanas, bet kokiu atveju energijom keitėsi. Maya then erected thousands of golden pillars. Čia rašo thousands, auksinės kolonas, upon which he constructed a splendorous assembly hall. After 14 months, the hall was completed. Aišku, duodamas skaičius 14 mėnesių statė. Vis tiek virš metų. It appeared like a mass of new clouds rising in the sky, and its celestial effulgence seemed to darken the sun rays. It was spacious, cool, delightful and filled with wealth, with its golden walls and archways inlaid with celestial gems, and its crystal stairways worked with coral. The hall surpassed in the Yadus Sudharma Hall. Reiškia, čia detalės duodama. Auksinės sienos ir arkos. Inkrustuotas dangiškais brangakmeniais. Dangiškais brangakmeniais. Nu tai kiek čia tų brangakmenių reikėjo? Krištoliniai laiptai. Krištoliniai. Iš kalnų krištolo. In its center was a beautiful artificial pond filled with lotuses and lilies, whose stalks were made of brilliant gems. Oh, and with other flowers and leaves made of gold and silver. On its clear waters there were also real lotuses in full blossom. Swans, karandavas, and chakravarkas swam about on its surface, and golden-colored turtles played on its bottom. The sides of the pond were set with costly marble slabs stunned with pearls. And all around it were celestial flowers shivering in a gentle breeze. The hall was adorned with gardens full of ever-blossoming trees. And the air was filled with a delicious fragrance that mixed with the scent of the lotuses on the lake. Maya arranged for 8,000 powerful rakshasas known as King Karas to guard the hall, to guard that hall. 8,000. Keeping themselves invisible, the well-armed rakshasas, who had massive bodies and fearful faces, arrow-shaped ears and blood-red eyes, stationed themselves all around the hall, ever alert to danger. The Asura then reported to Yudhishthira that the hall was ready for occupation. Yudhishthira consulted with the Brahmins and selected an auspicious day to enter the hall. Reiškia net įeiti į salę. Palankę dieną reikia. Viskas astrologija buvo labai reikalinga. Visur naudojama. He fed and gave charity to thousands of Brahmins and, along with his brothers, worshipped Vishnu and the gods. Aišku, kšatriai duoda savo askezės rezultatą. Jų askezė yra valdyti. Rezultatas yra turtai. Vienas iš rezultatų. Brahmanai duoda savo askezės rezultatą. A ceremony was arranged and actors, bards, singers and wrestlers exhibited their skill for the Pandavas' pleasure. A feast was then distributed to all of Indraprastha's citizens. Precisely at noon, the Pandavas, followed by crowds of rishis, entered their hall through the enormous golden doors at its eastern entrance. They took their places on the jewel-encrusted thrones at the head of the main hall. Around them sat the rishis and many kings, who had been invited from other countries. In that assembly were seen numerous famous rishis, such as Asita Devala, Vyasa Deva Maitreya, Parvata, Markandeya, Jaimini, Brigu, and hundreds of others. Štai, jeigu tokie rišiai dalyvauja, tai jiems viskas įmanoma. Galėdavo padėti bet kokiu atveju, bet kokiais atvejais. All the virtuous sages had their mind and senses under full control, and they looked like so many full moons shining amid the assembly. Nu, visi Gosvami buvo, reiškia, kontroliavo protą. The Pandavas listened respectfully as the rishis recited Vedic histories to invoke auspiciousness. The kings in attendance then stepped forward one by one to make offerings to Yudhishthira and to worship him with all honor. Chitrasena, the Gandharva leader, arrived with the Apsaras, along with the Charanas descended from the heavens. They entertained the assembly with celestial music and dance. Worshipped and entertained by such beings, Yudhishthira resembled Brahma seated in his own hall on the highest planet, the universe. aiškiai dalyvavo ir aukštesnių sistemų gyventojai. Niekam nebuvo kažkokia tai nuostaba. Suddenly the Pandava sonar the rish appeared by his mystical power. Dressed in a black deer skin, with his golden hair knotted on top of his head, he seemed like a brilliant sun rising in the hall. Yudhishthira and his brothers immediately stood in respect. They bowed low to Narada, who was accompanied by Parijata, Raivata, and Samukha, three other powerful sages. Yudhishthira offered all the rishis seats, and they sat peacefully as the Pandavas worshipped them with sacred offerings as well as with precious gems and jewels. Gratified, the sages were joyous to behold the wonderful assembly hall. Aišku, Narada buvo visų šitų išminčių jau lyderis, nes jį jau garbino atskirai. Kad išminčiai sėdėjo ir citavo, net, tarp jų net Vasudeva pasakojo vedinės istorijas, bet šitie, kai atėjo, jiems reiškia jau ir garbino jos. Aišku, ypatinga turi padėti Parijata, Raivata ir Samukha. Narada said, O king, is your wealth being spent properly for the protection of the people? Is your mind fixed in virtue? Are you enjoying the pleasures of life? I trust that you don't sacrifice religion for the sake of profit, nor profit for the sake of religion, nor indeed both religion and profit for the sake of pleasure, which easily tempts man. Narada continued to question Yudhishthira on a variety of subjects, his questions effectively constituting a number of instructions on the art of kingship. Yudhishthira sat with folded palms and listened attentively. The entire assembly remained silent as Narada, the foremost of the rishis, spoke. His knowledge and wisdom were famed throughout the universe. Narada was fully acquainted with every aspect of the Vedic teachings, and he was renowned as a great devotee and servant of the Supreme Lord. He knew the Lord's desire, and his movements and actions were always arranged to assist the divine plan. The Pandavas were reverent as he instructed them. The whole aim of the monarch, Narada explained, was to keep his people on the path of progressive spiritual life, helping them advance toward life's ultimate goal of emancipation, while ensuring that they were protected and had all their material needs provided. Iškia, Narada Munis ką sako, kad yra du bėgiai, iškia, taip, žmonės reikia vesti dvasiniu keliu, dvasiniam gyvenime, bet reikia prižiūrėti, kad jie ir turėtų materialų gerbuvių. Kodėl? Dėl to, kad jeigu nebus materialaus gerbuvių, protas bus neramus ir bus beveik neįmanoma žengti dvasiniu keliu. Ir čia mes susidarėm su... tikrai dažnai pas baktus pasitaiko toks dalykas, kad reiškia kartoja mantrą, garbina dievybės, turi kažkokią tarnybą, ten sadaną prižiūri. Bet jeigu jie nesutvarkė materialių dalykų, tuomet, nusipašau, jeigu nesutvarkė materialiaus gyvenimo tam tikrų aspektų, jų tarnyba yra labai nerami, nekoncentruota, jiems sunku daryti pažangą. Jie atlikdami tarnybą masto apie tuos materius dalykus. O tos sferos tai yra kokios, reiškia, viena sfera yra šeima, santykiai šeimoje, santykiai su vaikais, su antra pusė. Antra sfera yra profesinė realizacija, tai yra užsimt veikla, kuri yra atitinka prigimti. Trečia sfera yra sveikata, o šitos trys sferos labai svarbios yra. Labai svarbios. Nu ir dar ketvirta, aišku, draugai, turėti savo draugų. Jeigu šitos sferos nesutvarkytos, jos kas, tai jos sukelia daug nerimo protę, daug neigiamo emocijų, jausmų, kurie trukdo koncentruotis į Krišną, to pasekoje dvasinio progreso nėra didelio. As Narada finished his instructions, Yudhishthira thanked him and said, O great sage, you have asked me if my study of scripture, my wealth, and my marriage are all successful. Please tell me how I can succeed in these things. Narada, who had ended his speech with those three questions, replied, Scriptural knowledge is successful when it results in humility and good conduct. Wealth is successful when it is both enjoyed and given away in charity. And marriage is successful when the wife is enjoyed and bears offspring. Na, visiškai nefanatiškai atsakė, transcendentalistas. Atsakė Grihaskai, Kšatriui, jam, aiškia. Dvasinis žinojimas, dvasiniam žinojimas sėkmė pasiekima, kada atsiranda nulankumas. Turta, sėkmė, kada jis yra juo. Džiaugiamas ir duodama, reiškia, šitai, duodama labdarai. O žmona, kada yra ją džiaugiamas ir ne, pagimdo vaikų. Tai grinai atsakė, kaip ir reikia. Visiškai ne. Jis atsakė šitos klausimus neatsižadėjusiam žmogui Grihaskai. Čia ties to reikia pamastyti, nes reiškia turtai, turta džiaugtis turtu, ką padaro žmonės, džiaugiasi turtu, bet nenori jo aukoti. Ir tada gaunasi godumas vystis. O jeigu čia džiaugiesi ir aukoji, gaunasi du zuikiai nušauti ir kartu tu pasitenkini, bet kartu ir apsisaugai save nuo godumo. Dabar vis plinta tokia mada neturėti vaikų. Bet čia rašoma, kad šeima, šeimoje sėkmė yra tada, kai susilaukiama palikuonių ir džiaugiamasi žmona. Jis čia kaip vyrui atsakė, aišku. Concluding his instructions, Darius said, O great king, be sure that you are always free of the five evils which assail man. Excessive sleep, fear, anger, weakness of mind and procrastination. Reiškia. Tokius penkis išskiria Narada Munis dalykas. Per daug miego, baimės, pykčio, silpnumo proto ir atidėliojimo, delsimo. Yudhishthira again bowed to Narada and took hold of his feet, saying, I shall surely do all that you have said. My knowledge has been increased by your wise words. Nulankumą parodė. Yudhishthira replied in detail to all of Narada's questions. When he finished, the sage blessed him by saying, That king who properly performs his duties will pass his days in happiness, and at the end of his life he surely ascends to the regions of heavenly happiness. Yudhishthira became curious to learn from Narada about the assembly halls possessed by the gods. He wondered if there were any equal to the one Maya had built for him. In the presence of the many kings and sages, in his hall, Yudhishthira asked, O great Rishi, you can travel with the speed of the mind and go anywhere within the universe. Please tell me of all the assembly halls you have seen. Do any of them equal mine? The Pandava asked Narada to describe in detail the other halls as well as who was to be found in them, who waited upon Indra in his hall and who upon Yamaraja. Which fortunate souls attended Brahma in his hall? Yudhishthira's inquiry was pointed. He wanted to know where his ancestors, the great kings of the past, had gone. He was especially eager to hear of his father Pandu. Had Pandu attained the highest heaven? Yudhishthira waited expectantly for Narada to reply. Gerai, kai toks išminčius yra šalia, gali visko paklausti. Čia yra tokia detalė, kad Narda judėjo proto minties greičiau. Faktiškai Narda buvo su dvasiniu kūnu, jis galėjo ir į kitas visatas keliauti, ir dvasinį pasaulį keliauti. Narda described the great halls belonging to all the principal gods, beginning with that of Indra. Na, čia prasidės aprašymai, iš tikrųjų labai įdomus aprašymai šitų dangiškų salių. Čia yra informacija, kurios ant tiek reta, kad nelabai reta, niekur kitur negausim tokios informacijos. Indra's hall is 150 yojanas long. This is the dimension of Bangladesh yojana. More than 1,000 miles. And 100 yojanas wide. Nu, dabar neatsimenu, kiek viena jodžina yra mylių. Bet čia jeigu 150 jodžinų, tai 1000 mylių. Reiškia, 1000 mylių. Tu ne, negaliu suprasti, kas tai per matavimai. Ir 100 jodžinas wide. And it shines with the splendor of the sun. Tai va, jodžina yra 8 mylės. Tai Indro salė yra 150 jodžinų. Tai reiškia 1200 mylių ilgių. 1200 mylių ilgis. And 100 jodžinas wide. Ir 800 mylių pločio. Tai suzokiu, kokia didžia turi būti. Jų kūnai. Jų kūnai, aišku, dideli be galo ir... ir... Koks miestas tada turi būti, jeigu salė tokio didžio. It is capable of dispelling grief, fatigue, fear and weakness. Indra sits there in a magnificent ethereal form adorned with a brilliant crown and bracelets and wearing effulgent white robes. Aiškiai, jinai gali mistinės turi galias, aiškiai. Iškart dingsta skančia, baimės, silpnumai, nuovargis. He's decorated with celestial garlands and many hues. By his side sits personified beauty, fame and glory. Aiškiai, energijos šalia yra materialis. Narada named all the rishis and other personalities who wait upon the king of the gods. Faith, intelligence and learning are all present in his court, as are sacrifice, charity, religion, profit and pleasure. But there was only one earthly king from the past, the royal sage Harishchandra. Reiškia, šalia yra įsikūnijas, reiškia, religija, labdara, nu visas dorybės, energijos. Narada went on to describe Maharaja's hall. His hall is a full 100 yojanas square and is delightful in every way. Šia kvadratinė, po 800 mylių. Kiekvieną. No pain of any kind exists within that hall, and it contains every object of desire, both celestial and human. It could travel anywhere in the universe according to its owner's will. Tai reiškia, visą salę gali keliauti per visatą. Time and death personified sit on either side of Yamaraja, and countless rishis surround him. Gandharvas and Apsaras entertain the occupants of the hall with music and dance. The scent of divine perfumes fills the air. Narada named the personalities who wait upon Yamaraja, which included all the monarchs in Yudhishthira's line, ending with Pandu. Na, jau ten ir Panda. Yudhishthira buvo juk Yamaraja sūnus. Narada then described Varuna's hall, and then that of Kuvera, the lord of wealth. Both those halls were opulent beyond imagination, being filled with gold and gems, and inhabited by numerous gods and rishis and their shining consorts. Narada told Yudhishthira about Brahma's halls. Brahma's hall. The actual form of that mystical hall cannot be ascertained, as it can assume various indescribable forms from moment to moment. Na, jau Brahma kurėjas, tai ten bus pati kečiausia salė. Kai būna turtuolį, jo varžasi, pas kurį kėtėsi namai. Visokių viduje pridaryta dalykų. Bet Brahmas salė, aiškiai, gali keisti formą. The hall is made of celestial gems, which constantly change hue, and it appears to be suspended in the firmament by its own power. Reiškia, visai iš brangakmenio padaryta. The self-effulgent whole knows no deterioration and it continuously increases the happiness of its occupants. Ramama sits there surrounded by the personified forms of mind, space, knowledge, sound, touch, form, taste, scent, nature, all the elements and the prime causes of the universe. Reiškia, sėdė energijos šalia jo. Eit, važiai, šita erdvė, protas, žinojimas, garsas, reiškia, forma, skoniai, paviršiai. Present also are the sun, moon, all the stars and constellations. Joy, aversion, asceticism, understanding, patience, wisdom, forgiveness, fortune, and all the Vedas. Pavyzdžiui, kantrybė, ne, tai yra energija, tai yra šakty. Ne, yra asmenybė. Ir jos priema, reiškia, į asmenintą kantrybę. Ir šakty, tai yra energija, išmintis irgi energija, atlaidumas irgi energija. Sėkmė irgi yra energija. Ir ten visos tos energijos, kurios įtakoja visatą, visas visatos gyvas būtybės sėdi ten. Iškia, pats galingiausias. Yudhishthira and his brothers sat in rapt attention as Narada spoke about the immeasurable splendor and opulence of Brahma's whole. He named all the chief progenitors and all the principal gods and goddesses who waited upon Brahma. When Narada stopped speaking, Yudhishthira began to question him further. He wanted to know why only Harishchandra, out of all the great kings of the past, had attained to Indra's abode. He also wanted Narada to tell him about his meeting with Pandu. What did Pandu say to the sage? How was he feeling now in Yamaraja's assembly? Narada explained that Harishchandra had reached Indra's planet because he had performed the great Rajasuya sacrifice. That sacrifice involved subjugating all other kings and distributing charity to hundreds of thousands of Brahmins, and it had set Harishchandra apart from the other kings. Narada then told Yudhishthira that Pandu, reiškia, Indros, aplamai patekti Indros salę, reikia būti nepaprastai darybinga, nepaprastai daug darybingos veiklos atlikti. Narada then told Yudhishthira that Pandu had given him a message for his son. If Yudhishthira could also perform the Rajasuya, then both he and Pandu could reach Indra's kingdom. Pandu felt that his sons were now capable of performing such an incomparable sacrifice. If they were successful, then father and sons would be reunited in heaven. Both Narada and Pandu understood that the gods had their own purposes to fulfill through Yudhishthira's performance of the Rajasuya. It was part of a divine plan meant to free the world of demonic influences. There were presently many evil kings and kshatriyas inhabiting the earth. Before beginning the sacrifice, Yudhishthira would need to overpower them. Only then would he be able to perform the Rajasuya. And only then would he be able to establish piety and virtue throughout the world. Narada looked around at the five brothers who sat humbly before him. He knew they were dear to Krishna, who wanted to use them as instruments to fulfill his own desire to reestablish religion upon the earth. Narada concluded, "Therefore, O King, you should perform the Rajasuya sacrifice. The celestials have ordained it. I shall return when the sacrifice begins. Now I am going to Dwaraka, for I desire to see Krishna, under whose will this entire universe is moving." Narada stood up to leave, and Yudhishthira requested him to ask Krishna to again visit Indraprastha. Narada agreed, and the Pandavas bowed before him and his companions. The rishis then disappeared into the sky by their mystic power. Nu va, aš kaip būtų įdomu sužinot konkrečiai, ko reikia Rajasuyos jagai, kiek reikia auksinės parafernalijos,
kokia dydžio turi būti kunda, kurie darome aukojimą ir taip toliau, bet tai yra nepaprastai, nepaprastai sunku ir įsivaizduoti, kas tai yra per jagė. Jis bus toliau vėliau aprašyta, jau dištyra atlikšta jagė. Bet galime įsivaizduoti, kiek kokia išaukštą džyvą turi užimti Indros padėti. Turi būti nepaprastai dorybinga, klaikiai dorybinga džyva. Mes galim skaityti jas kaip istorijas šitas, kaip pasakas šitas istorijas, bet iš tikrųjų šitas istorijas yra vien tiesiog skaitant apie jas mes apsivalom ir mūsų sąmonė susitelkia biškį aukštesnius dalykus, negu kad į televizorių, baldus, pinigus, mašiną ar mobilų telefoną. Aukščiau. Ir mes kontaktuojam su tom asmenybėm, kai skaitam. Iškai Mahabharata tai buvo istorinis įvykis. Visos asmenybės yra realios. Ir, pavyzdžiui, medituoti tokį judištyrą, kuris buvo Krišnos, grinai su Krišna turėjo asmeninius santykius. Visi pandavai turėjo draugiškus santykius. Ir labai palanku, tai buvo tyras bakta Krišnas. Ir vėliau judištyrą atlik šitą jagę. Bus labai įdomu skaityti apie tai. Hare Krišna.